Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. Well, we've got a young man on the show today, and he really is one of the breakthrough players, I think, in the National League and part of the success of the Philadelphia Phillies. That's Alec Boehm. Alex, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and what about this Phillies team? I see you hitting third, and I look at everyone around you and said, my goodness, this guy must be able to hit.
Yeah, you know, obviously haven't been there all year, but looking up and down this lineup, a lot of good hitters, a lot of good guys to learn from, watch, and I feel like that's kind of just helped all of us this year, is just good hitters being around good hitters. There's just, you learn a lot, you pick up some things, and I feel like you grow and get better.
Let's talk about some of the hitters. I'd love to get your impressions of Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, he's great. He's been great in the clubhouse, you know, even better off the field, right, than he is on the field. Seeing him when he's really going, like earlier on this year, and when he walks up there, you're excited. You think something's going to happen.
Well, that's a good thing. Something will happen when Kyle Schwarber comes up. I like that. Something will happen. All right, what about Bryce Harper?
Nothing he does on the field surprises me. My third season here now, it's every day. He doesn't give an at-bat away. You know, when his bat touches the ball, it's loud.
And in the field?
He can do it all out there, too. You know, he's not able to get out there right now, and I know that he wishes he could, but he'll go crash into the wall, he'll go do, you know, he leaves it all out there every day.
Mm. All right, Alec Boehm with us. Reese Hoskins, we had him on the show, and, of course, he's a Northern California kid, first baseman, and like you, has developed, you know, to be a very good defender. And give me a little something on Reese Hoskins.
Reese is great. Reese is... Usually when you see Reese hitting, if he takes it, it's usually a ball. Like, he's been one of the better guys with the strike zone that I've been around. And, you know, he's just one of those steady players that you just look up and, you know, yeah, he's got good numbers.
All right. As we started the show, you're hitting third for the Phillies right now, playing third base. How did you do that? I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, that's a major part of this Philly team.
Yeah, for me, I really just kept showing up every day. You know, when things were going good, I kept my head down and kept working or whatever. And, you know, when things were going bad, we went to work. We looked at some things. Me and K-Long and Jason, we kind of looked at some stuff and kind of simplified some things. And we got the timing right. And pretty much since we got that figured out, the swing's been able to play a lot more, and I've just been able to be more consistent, I guess.
Well, defense is always something in the big leagues. They always say, you know, it goes 95 miles an hour in the big leagues, maybe 70 miles an hour in the minor leagues. So big league defense, you're at the hot corner. Come on.
Yeah. Ball comes off the bat hot here. There's a lot of big dudes, a lot of guys that can, you know, obviously if you're playing in this league, you're doing something right. You're doing something good, so... For me, defensively, Bobby's been a huge help for me. Not that any other defensive coach I've had in the past wasn't good or anything like that. It's just we've gelled, and some of the things that he's brought to me have really clicked, and I feel like they've shown up on the field during the games.
All right, Alec Boehm with us. All right, Wichita State guy,
yes.
Midwest, of course. Tell us about college. It's a good program. Joe Carter. Come on. When I think of Wichita State, I always think of Joe Carter.
Yeah. There's a lot of tradition there. I had a great time there. I think I grew a lot as a baseball player there. Thinking back, coming out of high school, I don't think I was ready for pro ball. But, you know, spending 3 years there, and I think I attribute a lot of my growth there to just not only the coaching staff, but all the guys that I was around, you know. Nobody there let you think that you were too good to do anything. No matter what, like, scouts were coming to watch this or that, or where you were ranked on this list or that list or whatever, like, nobody cared, and nobody, like, if you weren't doing something the way you're supposed to do something, somebody let you know, and I feel like that kind of helped me grow as a player.
Boy, interesting. Going to a school like that, I always wonder, what did you study? What did you major in?
I majored in sports management.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of just, like, pretty baseline, just sports management classes and all that stuff.
You ever think, I know you're a young man, do you ever think when the game is over for you, what you'd like to do? Would you like to be involved with a team or managing or coaching or something like that?
I'd like to kick my feet up on a beach or in the forest somewhere or something and just relax. but, you know, I could see myself also getting pretty bored and wanting to do something, but I haven't thought that too far ahead in the future on that.
All right. This Philly team is very good. How do you feel about it? What's it going to take to get over the hump here in this last month?
A little bit of everything, right? You know, I think we have the pitching. I think we have the defense. I think we have the lineup. I think we have the bullpen. But I think at the end of the day, it's who all puts it together at the end of the, you know, in the playoffs. But, you know, as you know, once you get there, anything can happen. Yeah. So that's just goal number one, is get there and all bets are off then. You know, anything can happen. So that's all we're focused on, really, is just get to there.
Who'd you root for as a kid?
As a kid, I was a Yankees fan growing up. Yeah, oh, it was a little weird, but yeah. I got to go see some, like, more local teams to Nebraska, like a couple Royals games here and there or whatever. But, yeah, I was a Yankee fan growing up.
All right. Darren Erstad. When I think of Nebraska, I think of Darren Erstad.
Yeah. Yep. Darren Erstad was there. He was coaching at Nebraska while I was in college.
All right. A pleasure. Last thing for you. Mets and Phillies. Is it exciting?
It's a pretty electric atmosphere when we meet up, especially these last couple series. And it's competitive games, man. It's not much more you could ask for with the atmosphere, and those games are a battle and they're a grind, and it's fun baseball.
Boy, pleasure having you on. Pleasure getting to know you. And do you enjoy San Francisco?
I do enjoy San Francisco. I like the park. I like the atmosphere. It's one of those, like, I don't know, I just think back of watching Barry Bonds hit home runs when I was a younger kid, and, you know, that's just kind of the picture I remember of the backdrop and the ballpark and everything.
Beautiful. Good image. I like that. Alec, thanks so much.
Yep, no problem.
All right. That's Alec Bohm. More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.